Welcome back to Brain Explorers, the podcast where we travel into the most fascinating corners of the mind. I'm Alma, and today we're about to zoom in, way in, smaller than atoms, smaller than neurons, smaller even than light itself. We're heading into the quantum world, the strange universe that exists deep inside everything, including your brain. Now, I know what you're thinking. Quantum. Isn't that about physics, not brains? Exactly. But some scientists think the two might be connected in ways we can't even imagine. To start, let's visit the tiniest theater of existence, where reality behaves like a magician. At this scale, particles can be in two places at once. They can disappear and reappear. They can even communicate instantly across huge distances as if by telepathy. This is quantum mechanics, the science of very, very small. Here's where it gets wild. Your brain has 3-pound jellies of neurons. Isn't just electric, it's quantum too. Inside your neurons, there are microtubules, tiny tubes that help cells transport materials. Some scientists, like Sir Roger Penrose and Dr. Stuart Hameroff, believe these microtubules might be the key to consciousness itself. Their theory, called Orchestrated Objective Reduction, or ORC-OR, says that the weird rules of quantum physics can be happening inside your brain's neurons. That means your thoughts, decisions, even your senses of you, might depend on the behavior of the tiniest particles in the universe. Let's pause on that. The same physics that controls start, lasers, and teleportation might also control your mind. Okay, explorers, now it's time for an experiment. Imagine you're standing at a crossroad. One path leads left and one right. You hesitate, you think, you choose left. But what if for a split second, your brain was in a quantum superposition, meaning both choices existed at once, until your neurons collapsed into one decision? If that sounds like science fiction, you're not alone. It's an idea that even physics debate. But it raises a big question. Are our choices really free, or are they quantum outcomes, tiny fluctuations of probability happening in our heads? Some researchers believe that quantum noise, random patterns inside neurons, could add creativity and unpredictability to your thoughts. Without it, you might think like a computer, logical, precise, and boring. So maybe, just maybe, quantum chaos is what makes us human. Now, let's take this further. What if consciousness isn't just in the brain? Some scientists believe it might be a fundamental property of the universe, like space, time, or energy. That means the brain doesn't create consciousness, it might just tune into it, like a radio picking up signals. Imagine your mind as a receiver, and reality as a giant ocean of quantum energy. Your thoughts could be ripples on the ocean. Believe brilliant waves in a sea of infinite possibilities. This isn't proven from far from it. Most neuroscientists think the brain's activity can be explained with regular biology, but the truth is, we still don't really know what consciousness is, and that's what makes it so exciting. So here's something for you, explorer. Close your eyes. Think about yourself, the you that's listening right now. What are you? What is inside your head? Or are you something bigger, a thought, a vibration, a pattern of light flickering through quantum space? Your brain, your neurons, your atoms, they're all buzzing with energy from the birth of the universe. You're made of star particles, or maybe, just maybe, those particles are still whispering to the cosmos. So next time you stare at the night sky, remember, the same rules that shape the stars might also shape your mind. And that, explorers, is the most quantum thought of all. This has been Brain Explorers with me, Alma. Keep thinking big, keep exploring deep, and never stop asking, what else might my brain be hiding? See you next time. Bye for now.